This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Tokyo with our colleague Lance Gatling. Gordon and I question him about the new prime minister, Takeuchi Sanai, the first woman in that post, makes her mark on the first occasion of an exchange with either one of her coalition partners or one of her opposition partners. In any event, asked about the language in the Japanese Constitution about collective defense or collective security, in the event of an attack on Taiwan by the PRC, what is Tokyo's response? Lance characterizes her remark as spontaneous. We will fight. There was a polite way of saying that, and she said, no, collective defense means we join with our allies and we resist. We push back. Blunt, very blunt. Lance says, unusually blunt. Everything's supposed to be scripted. Anyway, wonderful. Welcome, Takeuchi Sanai. I started to think, and I passed on to Lance, what we're looking here is Margaret Thatcher Sanai. The lady is not for turning. Okay. We move on to other rich matters. This has to do with China. Banning NVIDIA chips in all of its mechanisms. Odd. On the day that NVIDIA reports, overwhelming all the estimates of how much money they're pulling in. We know that China's buying as many NVIDIA chips as it can find in the black market, anywhere, anytime. They like Singapore, but they'll go anywhere to get an NVIDIA chip and pretend that they're not. It's not a well-run country. Despite all the surveillance that intimidates people, they're clumsy and incomplete and don't seem to have a grasp of human nature. Pay no attention to the 800-pound gorilla in the room behind the couch. Don't look at it. Just keep smiling. Good. Then the conversation turns to other matters in China. We also discuss the brutality of the North Koreans and the South Korean wish to get a nuclear-powered submarine to match the North Korean buildup of arms. Discuss the fact that there are reports of 12,000 workers from North Korea working on drones for Russia's attack on Ukraine in the Tatarstan region. More reports of misbehavior, misconduct by China. It's a rogue regime. We call it the rising power, the future of the world. It's flattery. It's sell-side flattery. Oh, well. I came late to this dance. It's too obvious to me. I can see if you made money in it, you'd think there was something to it. Well, you can make money by finding it on the floor of a garage. That doesn't mean there's anything to it. Okay, we turn to serious subjects. Well, not too serious. Simon Constable's in the south of France, where it's turned chilly for the first time. He's got a puppy who's never been through a chilly time. So he's looking forward to Lara's reaction to the cold weather. Lara has an older sister, Juno, who's quite accustomed. We also discuss commodities. Chocolate is scheduled to rise and rise and rise for the next 20 years, hitting Europe hard in the pocketbook because they love their good chocolate. We don't have anything comparable, so I can't compare. Go to Brussels, buy chocolate at the counter store, break it into little pieces, have a cup of coffee, and you will discover what real chocolate tastes like. That's why the cocoa crop is important. And I learned from COP30 that the damage to the Amazon forest by cutting down the trees and burning out the trees in order to create farmland for the farmers, these are illegal farming, illegal burning, illegal deforestation. That affects the weather system, the climate, that moves across the Atlantic and hits West Africa, where the cocoa leaves are, especially half the crop in Democratic Republic of Congo. So your chocolate will be more expensive going forward, really good stuff, much more expensive, because of climate change, because it was man-made climate change, the destruction of the Amazon, as I understand the formula. Also, a conversation later, not just about the destruction of cocoa with Simon, but also about Keir Starmer and his inability to lead. It's all very strange. I don't understand British politics, but I'm learning. I pay attention. I read about it. It's not the same as the U.S. The prime minister system is not the same. But then again, backbiting, betraying, campaigning, overpromising, all the same. Great stuff. Later on, I talked to Dave Hebert from the Civitas about recommendations to do away with these burdensome tariffs. I talked to John Kitch of the Civitas Institute about a new book by Dan Wong. China's engineers, the U.S. are lawyers, and they don't see eye to eye, no kidding. I agree. Dan has other remarks, and John Kitch passes them on. Thank you, John. Zimmerman, Bob Zimmerman, tells a wonderful story, very romantic, about the marooning of three taikonauts on the Chinese space station because their space capsule is damaged, probably by detritus from the 2007 anti-satellite test by China. It put all these pieces in the orbit of the space stations. So there are three up there without a way home. There is a report that they're racing to get ready a capsule to send up to them. We'll talk about this in coming weeks because I find the Chinese space program catch-as-catch-can. Nothing smooth about it. Some regard it as planning. You know, the engineers are always planning. Fine, but being hit by anti-satellite debris that you caused is irony. Not having a backup capsule is bad planning. Much more of this later tonight. Thank you for listening, and good night.